Shalom to everybody. This is Rabbi Gershon Toretzky for this week's Sem Torah. A good Nerev Shabbos, a good Nerev Purim. As we know, this week is Parsha Zachor. And in the Haftorah that we read for Parsha Zachor, we learn about the story of King Shaul taking mercy on Agag, the king of Amalek, by sparing him and his nation's choicest sheep and cattle. This was against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, and eventually, this sin is what led to Shaul HaMelech losing his crown to David. The Haftorah and Parsha Zachor are obviously connected to Purim. The simplest explanation of the relationship is that Haman HaAgagi is a descendant of King Agag, who Shaul battled there. This is consistent with the Gemara Maseches Megillah Daf Yud Gimel that explains that the reason Haman even existed was only because Shaul did not kill Agag when he had the opportunity. Based on the Gemara Maseches Yuma Daf Chav Beis, which describes Shaul as a person who had not, quote, tasted the taste of sin, end quote, Lubavitch Rebbe explains an alternative approach. The Rebbe says that Shaul erred and thought that he was indeed fulfilling the will of Hashem by not killing Agag and his cattle. Shaul believed that he could use what he captured for a higher purpose. He wanted to be makdish, that chol. When one sacrifices an animal upon the Mizbeach, he turns the physical animal into something very spiritual. Shaul thought that sparing the cattle of Amalek would provide the perfect opportunity to turn the physical and impure world of Amalek into something incredibly spiritual. The problem was that Shaul followed his own seichel, his own dat, instead of the true will of Hashem. He made the wrong call by putting his understanding of the situation above HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, above Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim. What Shaul did not realize is that there is room in Judaism for using one's own seichel, but only after being Makabal Ol Malchut Shemayim and understanding that our logical approach to issues and challenges that we face must be through the lens of Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim, not in spite of it, not against it, Chas V'Shalom. As a result of Shaul's poor judgment, the Jews suffer through the persecution of Agag's descendant, Haman. The Jews, during the time of Haman, were charged with the task of being metaki in the era of Shaul by submitting themselves to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being mekabel malchut shemayim. In commemoration of this victory, of this fixing of the sin of Shaul, we have the concept of Ad Delo Yada. On Purim, we try to excise our own seichel from the day by taking a brief nap after the Seuda, as the Rambam mentions in Or HaChaim, and symbolically showing that ultimately the will of Hashem takes precedence over all, and not our own logic, not our own judgment. I wish you all Shabbat Shalom, and a Purim Sameach, and I look forward to celebrating with you Bezrat Hashem and Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh.